Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
G'day guys, welcome back to another installment of the Pelican Scoop, a hoop-ball.com presentation. I'm your host, Lyle Swithenbank. We're back and we played basketball. The Pels played. I mean, well, some of them, but we'll get to that. As always, you can go and follow the show at HoopBallPels, that's on Twitter, and at Lyle Swithenbank, just how it sounds, I guess. I will spell it because there's a few letters in there, but LyleSwithenbank, as in bank. We played some basketball. It took me a little bit longer to get this one out because the time difference and all of that. So, you know, for me, this airs at, well, 11 a.m. So I got to avoid Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and, I don't know, smoke signals, whatever was potentially going to spoil the score for me. And I waited all day and then finally had it on record and sat down and watched it. And, so first game of the road trip after the postponement against Dallas, we took off to Los Angeles and played at the Clippers. So before the game, there was a few announcements as to who and who wasn't playing. So the injury report was JJ Redick was out with a tight hamstring, or is probable. Lonzo Ball was out with a sore knee. He's got some knee issue going on. Eric Bledsoe has got an eye issue. And, of course, right before tip, well, I suppose a couple of hours before, Zion Williamson was ruled out with the health and safety protocols, which screams coronavirus or COVID. Basically, he had returned an inconclusive test. So it wasn't a confirmed COVID test. Otherwise, we'd have to go through all the contact tracing carry on, and none of the guys would have played. They've got a second test which has been administered, and that is to be returned in the morning US time, so probably find out in the next few hours as to how he went. He's isolating in his hotel room. The issue with this is that they just played a game, and if he does have coronavirus, well, they're going to do contact tracing, and that's going to spell a world of trouble for the teams that we've played, especially in the last 14 days, which I suppose counting back would be the last maybe three games, including the Clippers. So fingers crossed it's just one of those blips on the radar where you get those inconclusive tests. The second one turns around and says, nah, he's all right. He was just mucking around. And we move on, and we move on to play, I think, the Lakers next. So with all of those guys ruled out, we had a very interesting starting lineup. We started Nickeil Alexander-Walker. Alongside him was Sindarius Thornwell. And then at the three, Josh Hart. Four was Brandon Ingram. And at the five, the Kiwi Steven Adams. So it was actually funny because in the pre-game interviews, or I suppose a couple of hours beforehand, with Stan Van Gundy, he talked about, he was asked by Andrew Lopez, good friend of the show, whether or not we'd see B.I. at the four. And his response was very diplomatic, I suppose. And he said, well, if you're going to see a lineup and any of your questions that ask about a lineup, you'll probably see it. So he did say that we'd see a bit of Nickeil and a bit of Kyra as well. But it was funny when the actual starting lineup was released that B.I. was starting at the four. So, yeah, it was an interesting little turn of events. Now, spoilers alert, if you haven't watched, I'm going to say the score now, but basically the score in the end was 111 to 106. So with three starters out, we really did take it to them. And it was the age-old, well, the story of this season, basically, has been second quarter fade-outs. And we did it again. We went down by 16 at one point, which was phenomenal to see when we hung with them for the whole first quarter. Third quarter, we beat them. Last quarter, we beat them. But we put ourselves in a hole in the second quarter. So, the real bright spark, and I'll start with this guy because there's been some criticism and you know, side note, Mark Jackson is the most annoying commentator. I don't know why ESPN persists with him because he does nothing. He does nothing for me whatsoever. He doesn't contribute anything. And he talks about stuff from years ago. So the only thing he knew about Nikhil Alexander-Walker was that in Summer League a few years ago, he was good. All right, well, thanks, Mark Jackson, for those special comments. He said that about six times throughout the night. I mean, if you've seen the box score, you know that Nikhil actually went off for 37 points and absolutely kept us in the game, especially in that third quarter. He was unstoppable. Now, him starting as a point guard actually looked really good. You know, you saw the shades of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, his cousin, the rangy guard. He looked patient. I know after he missed a few shots in a couple of games ago, he stayed afterwards and practiced his shot for a few hours afterwards. You know, that's the difference between the guys that are good and the guys that have that potential to be great. And I think the mentality there from Nikhil really showed tonight. You know, he had the confidence. He knew how many minutes he was going to get. There wasn't this chopping and changing with bringing Lonzo in, Bledsoe, JJ. He knew there were minutes to have, and he played 33 minutes. He had 37 points, 8 rebounds, an assist and a steal, 15 of 23 shooting, 5 of 8 from 3, and hit both his free throws. They're calling him a minus 4, but I'm pretty sure he was a plus 37. He was really, really good. And what I like to see is the confidence in his shot. So he would step into a three. There was a little step back. You know, he's obviously comfortable doing that. He also had a beautiful mid-range game, which he was really dominant with. And for a lot of the night, the Clippers just couldn't stop him. He was automatic. Didn't matter if the hand was in his face or not. The issue was, and you know, we jump forward to the last 2 minutes or 3 minutes, is that his shot then stopped falling. We're down by 3 at one point, and we had 2 ill-advised threes by Nikhil, and he was obviously on 37, wanted to get that 40 piece, but there were better shots that could have been taken. And again, this was one where all the momentum was with the Pelicans, and basically we got beaten by the clock, and poor shot selections, unfortunately. And that was frustrating because I understand that you want to make a name for yourself, and 40 sounds so much better than 37. But in those situations, that's a learning. It's a learning experience, you know. That's a teaching moment, I guess, where you don't have to take the contested step back three. If it goes in, yeah, the empty stadium goes wild. But you didn't need to take it in that situation. So, you know, he's a young bloke, and no criticism on his game because he was absolutely fantastic, but you know, it's one of those things that if he down the line wants to be the guy, you need to know when to take those shots. And 2 minutes and 15 seconds left of in a 3-point game is not the time, particularly when you've clawed yourself out of a 16-point hole, basically single-handedly led by Nikhil. What I did like, and one of the takeaways from this, was that pretty much when they rule out three starters, particularly Zion Williamson, who comes up with, what, nearly 30 points a game, or 20-odd points a game, you're not in any, there's no pressure on you to actually win. And when you're a young side and, you know, Jackson Hayes got big minutes, Melly played a bit, and we went deeper into the rotation, you know, Sindarius got a bit of a run out. There was no pressure on these guys to win. Everyone before the game had said, oh, well, we put a line through this one. The Clippers are much too good, led by Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, which they absolutely were, and Nick Batum lighting us up from the outside, which was frustrating. And Luke Kennard, who just decided that he's going to have an NBA career now. You know, all of these guys absolutely lit us up. And, yeah, it showed, especially in the outside. But when you drag yourself back, this could have been the one that, you know, we stole. And I feel these late game couple of minutes have been difficult, probably, what, the Pacers game. We did it again in the Hornets game. You know, you throw these games away, and all of a sudden you go from being, I don't know, what, 8-3, or 8-2, yeah, after 10 games, 8-2, and instead you're now 4-6. Those closing of games are so frustrating to see when there's so much talent there. But, you know, it's a young side. We, like I said, we weren't ever considered to win this one. And we nearly did. We nearly stole this one. I think it shocked them. So, as I said, Pelicans fell to 4-6. The Clippers moved to 8-4 on the season. I think they're third in the West, and we're about 15th or something now. No, we're not that bad. 12th, I think. At the start of the year, when we looked at the schedule, we said 4-6 is probably where we'd end up. Well, we were right there, weren't we? And, you know, that was including the Dallas game. That then got postponed. So, you know, I don't think the Clippers was ever meant to be part of that first 10. But regardless, we're right on track where we were going to be. Now, another bright spark from the game was that they just had a crack. It was a team that came out as the clear underdogs, and they just played well. You know, Jackson Hayes played 19 minutes. He had 10 rebounds. He had a big dunk, an assist. This was one of his better games. You know, he's going to make mistakes. We know he is. He's played 15 minutes of basketball, and I've been one of the most critical of him. But there were some times where he made the right read. He was very busy on the offensive glass. I love seeing that. He was got that, using his athleticism for good instead of looking like Bambi in headlights. He did well, and I'll give him credit for that. Another bright spark was seeing 15 minutes of Kyra Lewis Jr. He had 10 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. What I like from him, and I didn't realize, you know, there was all these comparisons to the bloke, to De'Aaron Fox, and I can see the resemblance. The bloke's quick. Like, get up and down the floor, he's super quick. What De'Aaron Fox still doesn't have is this consistent knockdown three ability. Kyra looks comfortable stroking it from outside. And that's something I think that, you know, De'Aaron Fox is still working on. And those fundamentals I didn't realize were so advanced with Kyra already at this stage. He looks like a backup point guard already. He looks like he could run an NBA team in a couple of years. That, I think, is super exciting. 15 minutes, I was like, this kid's good. He looks confident. He's aggressive. His change of pace is awesome. I know when we spoke to Elliot a few episodes ago, we talked about his patience. And that was very, very obvious again in this. He knew when to go. He knew when to stop. He knew when to go fast. Knew when to go slow. Knew when to shoot it. Knew when to pass it. Those intangibles are excellent. And I like seeing that in a young guy. Guys, unfortunately, that didn't impress. JJ Redick, you know, he's got...
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Tight hamstring. It's going to come with the soft tissue injuries are going to come with age. It showed. He shot 2 of 7. You know, he had 12 points, 4 of 11 for the night, 2 of 7 from 3, and some of them just looked woeful. Another guy that just didn't look that good, Brandon Ingram. 8 of 19, which is not too bad. His 3-point shot is not falling like it was at the start of the season. Just doesn't look like he has his legs under him, and perhaps that was the big workload. 38 minutes tonight. You know, he was the number one option. He was getting targeted, getting followed around by Kawhi and then Paul George, Beverly, Batum, Morris. They just threw bodies at him. And, you know, that's obviously going to make it difficult when you're the number one option and there's no one to take that off him. Yeah, I think they were the main bright spark. Steven Adams is so good, but he just, on the defensive end, he's so very smart at showing, stopping, knowing when to roll back, knowing when to block the hole. There was a possession where, I think it was in the second or third quarter, maybe it was on the run in the third quarter, and Paul George drove in and ran into a massive Steven Adams and had to pass out. And Steven Adams then went to the ball carrier, closed out on that, another pass, dropped back, another drive, and he disrupted it. I think we ended up with a turnover. We caused a turnover off that. That is so helpful when you've got a bloke that knows where to stand to stop easy buckets. Paul George usually would just stroll in, whether he'd do a little floater or a little runner or a little fadeaway or go to the bucket and lay it in or draw a foul. To make him think twice, I mean, Paul George was phenomenal tonight. So to make him think about not taking a shot, well, that's great. Happy with that. You know, on the other side, you're taking on a side that has their starting wings. One had 28 with Kawhi. Paul George had 27. Kawhi, 29 assists. 6 assists for Paul George. These guys dominated. You know, Paul George hit 5 three-pointers. It was a story of the night that these three-pointers just absolutely torched us. It has been like that all year, but it was even more obvious against the best team in the league with their three-point shooting. I mean, head over to the stats. Team stats. It's like Kenny the Jet running up to the board. They shot 48% from three for the night. almost 50%, 18 of 37. That is brutal. You know, 85% from the free throw. We, again, shot 75. But they had 27 free throw attempts, whereas we had 16. I don't know where that disappeared. I guess Zion wasn't there to have his 10 free throws, but disappointing to say the least. You know, assists 26 to 18. Rebounds, smashed him again, 48 to 36. But it's making use of the second chance buckets. It was one where we got three offensive rebounds. The fourth one that came down, they grabbed it, ran up the other end and laid it in. You know, that makes it so difficult when you're getting these opportunities and then you waste them. Turnovers, we actually only had 9 for the whole game. 9 turnovers, guys. How good's that? That is excellent. The issue is, we had 9, they had 10 points off turnovers. We only managed to score 9 off their 10 turnovers, and they scored 19. That is the issue. You turn the ball over, then they score, and they score too easily. So that means they're beating you down the floor, they're hitting threes, they're either drawing and ones, they're scoring with ease. Just because your turnovers are low doesn't mean that you're doing it at the right time. If you've done 9 critical turnovers, so say you turn it over at, I don't know, at the top of the three-point arc, and they run straight through and lay it in, you foul, it's a clear path. You got no option. The issue is we're turning over at such stupid times that they just run back. And then the lackadaisical ability, well, the lackadaisical attempt to stop that transition offense, it's just non-existent. So that's something we're really going to have to work on. And we got punished with the three-point in transition as well. Patrick Beverley should not be splashing threes like he was tonight, you know, and he lit us up. You know, overall, I mean, like I said about the offensive rebounds, field goals, 88 attempts to 74 attempts. We had, 14 more attempts than them. That's how close we came. It was the three-pointers that kept them in. They had 8 more three-pointers. This was one that, you know, if the threes fell, or we converted, I don't know what, 3 more of our 14 extra attempts, it's all drawed. Well, it's actually a win. It's a win by one. So, just something we've got to keep in mind. It's difficult. Of course it's difficult. But hopefully this is a good learning experience. Though I won't be negative about this one because it was a good game. The second quarter fade-out was then answered by a massive run by Nikhil in the third quarter. And all props to him to do that. And the guys for, I suppose, building off that and supporting him as he led us back into the game. I suppose I'll do my 3 key takeaways from the game. First, Nikhil's got something. I know people have been up and down on him and saying, oh, well, you know, but then you think about it, 8 minutes a night where you don't know if you're going to get 8 or you're going to get 19 and you don't know what your real role is. You play a bit of 2 guard, bit of 1 guard. You might play, I don't know, small with 3 guards on the ground and Zion at the center. It's difficult to know. Whereas if you're starting and you're the starting point guard and you've been told to, you know, run the offense, lead the team, well, you know what your role is. And that confidence showed tonight. He was sure of himself and he made the Clippers pay. He really did. You light anyone up for 37. That's no mean feat. Doesn't matter what league you're playing in. That was very impressive. So that's number one. Nikhil's got something. Number two, Kyra's got something. I'm interested in him. I think he is a stud. And I think they've done well getting him at 13. I think he's a point guard. I can't say yet he's a point guard of the future, but he's a point guard of someone's future. I don't know what these guys will do in the front office as to whether or not he then gets pigeonholed or gets tapped on the shoulder as our new point guard or he becomes trade bait down the line. Regardless, the guy looks good. Number three, I guess, the takeaway is B.I. needs some help. If Zion's there, they need to play together. If he's not, we need someone else to be consistent second threat. you know, Nikhil did it tonight, but that's because they were just throwing bodies at Brandon Ingram. They knew he was the guy, and in his first half, I think he shot 2 of 11, which he was not impressed about. He came out and finished all right, 22 points, but makes it very tough if you don't have a consistent second scorer that's going to punish the team when they focus in on one player too heavily. You know, we can't just rely on getting 30 from Brandon every night, which I think is fair enough, but hopefully we can get there. That's the takeaways. Now, before I wrap up, of course, we'll thank the sponsors, mybookie.ag, also manscaped.com, good friends of the show and of HoopBall. Would like to shout out Tallyside as well. I was the third ranked NBA analyst over there for week two, I suppose, the week ending in January 4. So I was pretty happy with that. Thanks for the little shout out on Twitter. I'll take that and I'll work my way up to third. It's my own little self plug. Of course, guys, we'd love if you go and subscribe, tell your friends about the show. You know, we've been seeing a real uptick in the listenership and all over the world too. I've been loving that. I'm sitting there at home scrolling through. I go, oh, where are these people listening from? You know, we've got people in New Zealand. We've got people in Europe. We've got people in Australia, of course. We've got a whole heap of people in New Orleans, and thanks to that. And Dallas as well. Shout out to the people in Dallas. I appreciate that. All over the place, you know. We're loving having you listening and tuning in. And, of course, tell your friends about it if they like a bit of New Orleans flavoring with the Pelicans. And we chat, I don't know, lots of different things. I really appreciate all the support, and let's keep it going. The Pels will come good. We're going all right. Now, next game is the Lakers, and I'll do a little quick thing, and then we'll put a pin in it. I won't hold you up too much longer. The next game is the Lakers. They play on Friday, so Saturday my time, which I'm looking forward to, 11 a.m. Again for me, so I think that might be 9 p.m. game over in the U.S. Central Time. We take on the best side in the league, the ones tipped to win the flag. We don't know what they're going to look like. We don't know who's going to be back. You know, Stan Van Gundy talked about Eric Bledsoe. He's got itchy eyes or something. He can't open his eyes properly, and so he might not be playing. Lonzo, we don't know what's wrong with his knee. There's some sort of tendon issue, I think. So that usually takes a bit of time to settle down. And Zion, if he's got COVID, well, we might not be playing at all. But fingers crossed it's all cleared. It was just a blip on the radar, and he can get that sorted. So that would be good. We'll take this Lakers team on. You know, this is one where they might underestimate us, and we could upset them. You know, we nearly did today. We'll have a crack. We're not tipped to win. But, you know, you never rule out an underdog. And I think a road trip is a great way for players to bond and get to know one another and come together. So this, 7-game road trip, it'll be good. It'll be good to bring the guys together and learn the system and get amongst one another. So I'm very hopeful that we can pull a couple of wins out of this away stand and then come home and hopefully win a couple at home as well would be nice, especially for our 800 fans that brave the I don't know, what is it? Cold over there? Brave the cold and come and check the games out. You know, that's something that we love to see. And it's good that they've been able to get fans into the stadiums with all the COVID going on. But well done to them. And well done for all of the players as well. That's someone I've got to shout out. You know, they're playing in this international pandemic. Last bit of news, the Rockets have imploded. James Harden's been traded, so he's off to Brooklyn. He's in the East, so he can go and deal with that dumpster fire going on there. You know, they're winning, but they gutted their team to get him there. That makes a big three of KD, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden with not much else around them. So that'll be interesting to see, especially with Kyrie Irving, AWOL. KD is a bit of a carry-on when he wants to be, and James Harden is fat. So we'll see what happens. But Guys, looking forward to the next game. It's good to have basketball back. Good to see the guys. Hopefully Zion's not crook. Lonzo gets back quickly. Also, Bledsoe's eyes clear up. I don't know what caused that, but I hope he's all right. I'll put a pin in it. Guys, as always, this has been the Pelican Scoop, a hoop-ball.com presentation. I'm Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. Go and give us a follow. I've got plenty of stuff going on there. I'm sometimes funny. We'll speak very, very soon. Probably Saturday my time. I'll see you then. Bye for now.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.